Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good, good. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
You too, Jay.
All right, so let's talk about ice conditions. We've kind of had up and down weather. A lot of the snow, or at least some of it, has melted away, but it hasn't been like a big melt. So there's still, you know, a significant amount of ice. How are we looking ice condition-wise here in central Minnesota?
Well, I think we're in better shape now. We talked a little bit about it last week, but this snow is, you know, it's pretty much off the lakes right now. In fact, if you're going to get on a lake anywhere, really, in the state of Minnesota right now, make sure you bring your ice cleats with for on your boots, because it is slick out there. We're gaining a little bit of ice too. I mean, it's getting better every day. I mean, I'm hearing now some trucks starting to drive on some lakes up north around here. Pretty comfortable with an ATV. I've seen some small vehicles on a few lakes. I don't recommend that by any means yet, only because there are still areas that have thinner ice. I mean, I'm hearing that 10-inch stuff now, but I'm also hearing, you know, where I haven't found it, but you hear these reports of this 4 or 5 inch stuff. So I think for the most part, though, we're in good shape with an ATV walking out. Definitely, we can go just about anywhere right now. And there's just not a lot of people going yet. I would assume now over the holidays here, people are really going to start bringing their, you know, people don't go until they get their big wheelhouses out and they can travel out with some type of machine. So I really expect this ice fishing thing to pick up here over the next week. And we are in good shape. It's slippery, but we have very good ice right now.
About how many inches would you say? I understand that there's some thin areas, like you had just said, but approximately how many inches of ice do we have on area lakes?
From what I've seen here in the past week, we're approaching that 9-10 inch mark right now. 6 to 10 inches, I think, is, you know, that's a pretty big gap. But you got to throw that low end in there, because it's like I said, it's not uniformed everywhere. So, but I think as people get out this weekend, you're going to find 10 inches, a little bit more on some spots, a little bit less in others. Like I said, I think there's enough there. With some exceptions, as always, there always is. I think small machines, ATVs, side-by-sides, or, you know, some of these single-axle wheelhouses, maybe a few bigger fish houses, we're about at that point now where we can start running that type of machine around.
So what is the guidelines? Is it 4 inches for walking? And then what are you talking about with, like, ATVs and side-by-sides? And then how much for, a big truck? If you want to haul your truck out there, how much ice do you need?
I mean, they're talking 4 inches. The state guidelines and recommendations are 4 inches to walk on. I've gone on less than that. I mean, I'd rather go on 2.5-3 inches of good ice at the front end of the season than 8 inches in March. You know, it's if it's good hard ice. So 4 inches to walk on is a general guideline. 6 to 8 inches for an ATV, and then you need to get up in that 11-12 inch stuff to, you know, have some level of comfortability and safety as taking a truck out there. So. Like I said, we're getting close to that now. I would not be surprised to see some light trucks around on some of these lakes that froze earliest and had good ice right out of the gate. So, you know, there's some general guidelines, but even at that, you still got to check it as you go. I mean, especially in the front end of the season, I never take anybody's word for it. Ice depths can vary. Fish lakes, you know. I mean, you know how these things, that's what I do. I know where the bad ice is, know where the good ice is, and you know, it's ice, so just don't go willy-nilly driving around. Make sure you know where you're going. Use a little diligence when you're out there, common sense, and we should be fine.
How about the bite?
Yeah, it's, what I'm seeing, the walleye thing has been okay. We're just now starting to get to some of these areas just because of accessibility. I mean, a lot of these early ice spots hadn't opened up for us quite yet, so. But, you know, it's the morning and evening thing. It's low light periods. That's when those bigger windows of feeding activity are. I haven't done a lot of walleye fishing. I went walleye fishing once. I chased panfish a lot in the winter. The panfish thing has been good. There's still a lot of green weeds. And with the lack of snow and the light penetrating through this ice, I think that bite's going to hang in there. So I'm talking mid-depth weeds, weed edges, weed flats. And then you always got your basin fish. Crappies especially that'll suspend. And that's what I'm hearing a lot of on these local lakes, the chain, the Rices, the Coronas, all these small lakes. You're finding fish out suspended and, you know, it depends on the lake. A basin on a lake like might be 14, 15 feet, and you go to the chain or a Rice Lake, and you're out in that 20, 30-foot stuff. So, but that's where you're going to find a lion's share of your crappies this time of year, suspended over those deep basins. If you find good weeds, you're going to find a mixture of a little bit everything in there. So, but overall, not as many people out as I would have suspected at this point, but the guys that are going, and we're finding some fish, and so far it's been okay.
How about activity in northern Minnesota?
Things are going real well up there. Actually, there's more people. The Red Lake thing, Upper Red Lake is just, you know, it's always good at first ice, but I don't know. There's something going on up there. I sure would like to know how many walleyes come out of that lake on a given day. I mean, I talked to bait shops from Brainerd through Black Duck up to Washkiss around Red Lake, where everybody's going to Red Lake. They're driving by Winnie. They're driving by Leech, and the bulk of the people are going to Upper Red Lake and Lake of the Woods as well. Lake of the Woods has been phenomenal, and they have really good ice too. You know, there's not that, there wasn't that big gap. Everything, you know, once the snow got off the ice, you know, they're pulling houses out, taking people out. I know some resorts started allowing trucks on Lake of the Woods. Most resorts are now letting trucks out on Upper Red Lake. You know, they got 14, 16, 18 inches of ice up there. So things are going pretty good statewide, even Southern Minnesota, Jay, there's good ice down there. You know, that typically lags behind a little bit, but, they're kind of on the same trajectory we are right now with ice depths, and, the ice is good. We just got to get people out using it now.
What are good lakes to fish in Southern Minnesota?
Well, you know, you get down in that Mankato area. I don't know how far south you want to go, but that Mankato area has some great lakes around there. Pretty underutilized. That Lake Washington's around there. Duck Lake, I many years ago was on. And then you get around Waterville, and, you know, you got Sakata and you know, that Centerville area that have really good lakes. And you come back this way a little bit, that Chisago City area, you know, the Chisago chain, Lindstrom, North Lindstrom, South Lindstrom, and you know, and then you get way down there around Fairmont, them Hall Lake and Bud Lake and George Lake are exceptional panfish lakes. So do a little homework. And there's, you know, even talk about it in the summer, everybody heads north on vacation, but there's some pretty dynamite areas down in the southern part of the state that often get overlooked as well.
Anything going on with hunting you wanted to bring up?
Not a whole lot right now. I mean, the pheasant season, I think that's going to be the big one right now. Pretty easy walking for pheasant hunters. You know, the cattail stuff, that might be an issue. They're froze, but there's still some snow in those areas. But the pheasant hunting thing, you know, I think that'll be a pretty fair or pretty big deal for folks over the holidays here with family. And, you know, we still got the archery season going on. And with this weather here, I did see a couple trucks out last night on a couple spots that I know guys have been bow hunting all fall. So they're sticking at it a little bit. And with the weather like we have today, you can certainly get out and sit in a tree. So those are the two biggies, you know, that we have left on the radar. And then it's all, you know, all about the ice fishing thing and moving forward from there.
Glenn, for those that are doing some last minute Christmas shopping today and they have an outdoor enthusiast on their list, any suggestions?
Anything outdoor related, man. I always say I'd rather have a couple of hooks or a gift certificate to a bait shop than rather than another pair of socks or underwear, man. So I think anything you can, a box of shells, last minute stuff, go to a local bait shop, get them a gift certificate, support these mom and pa shops, some tackle, fishing line, you know, you want to up the budget a little bit, get them a new ice fishing rod and reel or something, a hat, anything outdoors related, like I said, a box of shells, camo gloves, anything simple like that that you can throw in a stocking. I don't know anybody that hunts and or fishes would complain about getting something, you know, that you can use down the road or whatever they do outdoors.
If people want to get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website at outdoornews.com, and we have that subscription tab on there. Or you can call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Merry Christmas to everyone. I appreciate it, Jay.
It's Glenn Schmidt, Outdoor News, joining us. Usually Thursdays at 8:40. Today, joining us on a Wednesday with a holiday tomorrow, and he'll be on with us next Wednesday as well at 8:40.